What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
What is up, Wikimaniacs, to Reddit on Wiki? My name is Josh Shell, and I am your host for today. With me are my amazing co-hosts, John Consignato and Sean Salvino. How's it going, guys? Sean's gone.
Good, but Sean's gone.
It's going. I'm here. Not visually, but...
What's going on, Sean?
See, this is what happens when you pay for a phone app instead of an actual webcam.
True. Someone's trying to call you right now.
I tried to maneuver my camera so you could see the logo of...
He's doing a brand thing again.
My barber's hoodie. Yeah, you better believe it.
Barber's hoodie. Whose hat? Whose hat you got on there, Sean?
I got my... Is this mirrored? We got to fix that, guys. We can't have that.
I don't know how it'll be in... editing, but
that's fair. It might be
right.
Wearing my co-host. I'm wearing my co-host from Shots and Thoughts anime streetwear brand Day Off, and my barber gave me a free hoodie. He asked that I wear it when we record, so thank you for the free hoodie. I appreciate it. Shout out Cliff at Cliff's Cuts on Instagram. Wow. And
why can't we get free stuff?
Yeah, fuck. Like, all my barber said was, hey, if you want to clean up your neck, be sure to come back. And I said, why didn't you do that to begin with?
Hey, come to Houston, bro. The Southern hospitality is real.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll try. Is it Cliff's Cuts, you said?
Cliff's
Cuts. Okay, maybe I'll try that when I come down to Houston.
Bro, imagine Josh with a fucking fresh-ass fade in a lineup. God.
Bro, he's going to have a fade, line up on the beard. Gonna get him a grill.
They usually have a fade. It's hard to see. Before we hop into the episode today, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on. If you end up liking the show, please consider giving us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Podchaser. Just like Jacinda 007, who gave us a 5-star review and said, quote, new favorite podcast. I found you all on TikTok and was instantly hooked. Thank you for the awesome content. End quote.
Wow.
Thank you, Jacinda 007. We appreciate that nice review. And we love hearing that people from TikTok are moving over to our podcast. That's awesome to hear.
We appreciate it. I was excited whenever you said Jason De. I was like,
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. I was like, holy shit, we made it. But you know what? Jason 007. Thank you.
Jacinda. There you go.
Jacinda 007.
Yeah.
Jacinda 00. You're the real one, bro. 5 stars.
Yeah. If you really like the show and want to receive bonus content, as well as episodes a week early and ad-free, be sure to become a patron. I said it right. At.
Hell
I had
yeah,
a friend
Josh.
Ask me, he's like, is that a bit? Like, are you doing a bit? And I'm like, no, I am. Just dyslexic. I cannot say.
Me and
you know how there's
me and John are doing a bit.
Well, you guys are. I am not. I'm just severely incapable of saying that word correctly. So there, I said it this time. Do not expect it going forward.
It's the fucking brick background, bro. Like that shit is, he's a changed man with his new layout.
Makes me look smart.
All bricked up, Josh. You love to see it.
Brick squad.
Brick squad. Yeah, I need some books on the shelves so that I look smarter. That's. But yeah, you can become a patron at patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork or use the link in the show notes. All donations go towards hosting costs and equipment for us, as well as the shows in our network, so that maybe one day Sean will have a brick behind him. As we'll be all bricked up. There's the joke. Fuck, I missed. I missed on the joke.
I would love to be bricked up, Wikimaniacs. Yeah, I would love.
You bricked that punchline, my guy.
Yeah, my bad. So we're going to start off today just figuring out how you guys are. What's going on in your lives? John, you had a wedding recently you went to. How was that?
It was so fun. It was good to see the good friends that I grew up with. And everyone's kind of grown now. You know, everyone's kind of, mostly everyone's booed up. Got to see some of my good brothers. We had a fuck ton of a good time. I don't remember half the time what happened because I was completely drunk. But it was beautiful. Shout out to...
Wait, yes. John. Can you show the YouTube subscribers the good brother or the brotherhood tat?
If
it's in an appropriate place. I don't know where it's at, to be honest with you.
So the wedding that I went to, we're in a... Okay, so we're not in a gang, okay? It's just...
I don't know.
We love X-Men growing up. So that's the backstory. We love X-Men growing up, okay, but we love being the villains.
Those are the bad guys. The brotherhood.
So the brotherhood was like the group that we kind of resonated with. And yeah, so we have a... We have a tattoo. It's an ambigram. So you, if you read it this way, it says brotherhood. And if you read it this way, it also reads brotherhood. So it's a group of us. Sick. All of us got it. Those are my, I'm the only kid. So they're my blood brothers now.
Hey, that's cool. So you did, you guys did that specifically for the wedding party or you did that?
Oh, we've had this for like a decade already.
Okay. I was confused. I was like, oh, the groom asked you guys to get tattoos for his wedding. Like, I was like, I would say no, personally.
I feel like it would have been easy to convince that party since y'all were downing a bottle of Hennessy an hour.
Facts. We had so much. We had too much.
Too much.
My goodness.
I've never woken up to not having a message from John, and I knew the next day John must have been hungover because he didn't message us for hours.
I was also drinking at that time, so I woke up.
So you were still going.
I was still going. I was burping Hennessy to like 3 days after I came back.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, the best way to get rid of a hangover is to continue the...
Exactly.
Yeah, it's to... I hair the dog. Just
gets rid of it, right?
Facts.
Delays it. That's awesome. And I don't want to spoil the story too much, but you did see someone more famous than Sean at the...
I did. And it's probably one of the only people that I'm actually taller than. So if any of you watched 90 Day Fiancé...
Fuck yeah.
I saw Big Ed. Big Ed in the airport.
Can you explain? Because I've never watched 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, brother.
I don't watch it like extensively. I only watch it when my wife watches it in the background. And then when we're eating, like we have a TV in the kitchen. So we're like, okay, let's just eat and watch something. So pretty much a 90 Day Fiancé is typically an American guy or a girl. They go to a foreign country. They meet supposedly the love of their life. And they try to do this thing where it's called a K-1 visa. So what they would have to do is they'd have to kind of get married within the 90 days, right? That's the concept.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to get... Yeah, you have to get married before the visa runs out, which is 90.
So it's like trying a spousal...
To fall in love in order for them to
trying
stay.
To fall in love in 90 days, basically?
So, yes.
Well, they like date. So I think Big Ed was on before the
90 days. He was in a lot of seasons.
So they like date. Yeah. He was in a lot of shit because he's marketable. Look at that man. So like usually it's like before the 90 days where they're like dating and usually the American person will like visit or try to visit the foreign person.
Right.
And then if that goes successfully, then they'll be on actual 90 Day Fiancé where they bring that person over to America on the K-1 visa and then try to get married. And then their life leading up to the wedding and kind of after the wedding. Then they have after the 90 day, which is
the tell all.
The tell all, bro. We were watching on Hulu. The tell all was fucking Three episodes. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It gets wild. They fucking, they milked this shit out, bro. They got it down to a science.
What was that movie where he's always being filmed and he just thinks it's life, but he's...
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey. What's that movie called?
The Truman Show, okay. Right?
So we're not far from that now is what I'm gathering from this show.
Oh, no.
They get into everything. Like, just the moment they were about to, you know, consummate, like, they're there, and then it just cuts off. Like, the lights turn off.
Oh, God. That's too much.
And that's just because they cut it off for the show. The mics and the cameras are still on, baby. Everybody. And
so they're just making porn right now. They just don't show it. It's behind. That's a behind the scenes.
There's a market. That's the $25 Patreon tier of HGTV.
So you saw him at the airport. Did you go up to him? And did you say anything?
Actually, I have a rule that I think that I've ran across like celebrities a lot, kind of in my life, mostly wrestlers. Don't brag about it. You know, whatever. It's mostly wrestlers like in an airport. I have this rule where it's like, I'm gonna acknowledge them, but if I see them like rushing, I'm like, okay, there's gotta be some point of like self-respect. Just be like, all right, they got somewhere to go to. Right. I'll say hi. If they stop, then I'd be like, okay, can I take a picture with you? Or like, you know, yada, yada. But if they're like looking like they're running or going to the next terminal, I'm be like, hi, nice to meet you. I just was like, hey, Big Ed. And he was like, hey, what's up, man? And then kind of just went in our merry way.
Oh, that's fair.
Like restaurants, gyms, I hate that. Like if we were ever celebrities and someone like does that shit, like I'd feel like slighted in a way.
Oh, here's something I should have brought up during the last episode when we were talking about work week and work stories. I used to work at Panera Bread. I don't know if Panera Bread is everywhere. Do they have that in Canada?
I love Panera Bread.
Oh, okay. I used to work at Panera Bread. My first day on the job, somebody like the manager, or the shift manager, or whatever, was like, "All right, everybody, JJ Watt he just put in an order. We gotta bring food to his car." And I was like, "Oh shit, fucking JJ Watt frequents this Panera? Lucky me, I guess." And then I think I was just a cashier, or I was just learning. I was a
trainee.
I think they called their learning service. Yeah, I was training. They called their learning service or orientation service a Bread University. So I was chilling at Bread U, you know what I mean? And then
the college
I fucking
days.
Go to the cashiers. Yeah. I was chilling at the Bread U. Shout out all my ex-Panera workers. Who
was the mascot?
Alumni with me.
Just a salad bowl. Fucking,
it's a sourdough wheat man.
A fucking baguette, bro. An everything bagel.
Oh, fuck.
But I get up off my workstation at Bread University and I walk up to the cashier section and then fucking 6 foot or whatever, giant of a man, JJ Watt is just standing in the Panera Bread. I'm like, yo, we're supposed to deliver this to your car so you don't have to be like seen and shit.
You're like oh chill. Shit, he was JJ Watt nice. Goes to my university.
Yeah, whoa, fucking just... Are you an alumni as well, JJ?
If Sean ever becomes like a fucking athlete, you know how they do like player intros in NFL? Sean Salvino, quarterback, Panera or Bread University. That's the fucking intro.
I'll have a everything bagel next to my face. Sean Salvino, quarterback, Bread U.
Majored in soup biology.
Panera, sponsor us.
Minored in...
Oh, God. Oh, that's man. Funny. What about you, Sean? Oh, yeah. So sorry. John, so you were going to say, if we ever become famous enough, how would you react to someone coming up to you?
It depends on the situation. If I'm working out, let's say I'm mid-set, and someone just be like, hey, could you be a picture of you with you? I'm like, if you wait, sure. Or like if I'm having dinner with my wife and we're at a restaurant. No.
But if I'm big leaguing in that scenario. If my girlfriend's there and someone asks me to take a picture, I'll be like, oh yeah, I got this.
Yeah. No. No? I'm not a fan of that. But if it's like, if I'm at a store, sure. Whatever. Like I think that's okay. But if it's like a moment where like I need concentration or I'm spending time with someone, or don't wait in front of my hotel too. That's a pet peeve of mine. Like, all these entitled fans sometimes. Oh, we're waiting in front of the lobby of your hotel. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a big wrestling thing. John and I are big wrestling fans. They always complain about, I guess fans like figure out what flights they take and like what hotels they're staying at. It's creepy. The wrestlers are like, we're trying to travel and do our job. But if you see it as at a meet or greet, like when we're mentally in the mindset, like that's cool.
That's wild.
But like if it's 4 a.m. and you're at the airport, I don't want to see you. And I'm like, that makes sense. That fucking, of course that makes sense.
Didn't Jake Paul have that when he had the content house? There was a bunch of like fans outside their house because they knew where they lived. And so they were always blocking that street. Like that's too much.
Okay, like I'm gonna use Kanye again for example. There's always this video that comes out where paparazzi at 4 a.m. he's like, "Good morning, Kanye," and he's all pissy. No one wants to fucking say hi to a paparazzi at 4 a.m. Okay, that's
dude. Paparazzi videos are crazy.
Yeah. Why is that not illegal?
Crazy. Like, just be respectful, guys. Honestly.
And they have like Zoom. They have cameras with some pretty awesome zooms. You don't need to be that close and like getting in the way of their vehicles and shit. That's wild. There's
on the flip side with that though, like I've asked, let's say just they're just be as nice as possible and they ask, then I'd be a little more lenient. Cause there are some times when when I see wrestlers, sometimes I'd see them like, funny story, like there's this wrestler named Asuka. Like I just happened to be standing next to her in Uber, like Uber line. And I was just like, oh my God, you're Asuka. I mean, she didn't really, she speaks Japanese, so we didn't really understand each other. I could have been like, hey, you're Asuka, holy shit. And then everyone would fucking know that she's right there.
Right.
But I just stood there and I was just like, hey, big fan. And then we just both waited in line.
That's fair.
Yeah. You just got...
I one time saw a Houston Texans player. I was getting cupcakes with my now wife.
Cupcake and,
yeah, Cupcake U, my graduate school. And when I was walking out with my cupcakes, I saw one of the Houston Texans walk in. And then not thinking, I was like, oh, could I get a picture? And he was like, yeah, just let me like get my cupcake and then I'll come outside. And then I was like, I was sitting outside and I was like, actually, no, let's just fucking go. Like he's trying to get cupcakes with his girl or whatever. And then while we were leaving, I was like, oh, and the Texans fucking lost today. So he's probably, this is fucking some guilt cupcakes. He doesn't want to take a picture with me. Of course not. So I was like, let's just get the fuck out of here.
He's by waiting outside. Where the fuck is that guy?
This is why I hate Houston. All the fans are fucking fickle.
I feel, I've as someone who's never met anyone famous, I feel it would be weird to ask another grown man to take a picture with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Change. Like, I feel there's
I mean, I don't blame people that want pictures. No. But like, I feel you. I
get it. But I just, I don't think I would feel comfortable enough to do it. It is a cool story that you can just be like, oh yeah, hey, I saw JJ Watts at my university the other day. Like, you know what I mean?
I like this bit that we're going that Bread University was my actual school, which would explain why I'm a dumbass. But I have a bachelor's degree, Wikimaniacs. I'm not that dumb.
Your parents
dumb.
Are like, Sean, you cannot become a lawyer if you go to Bread University.
It's just a stepping stone, Mom.
They have a great wrestling program.
Just wait.
Oh God. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think I would personally ever do it, but I do get like, it is part of your job, quote unquote, to, you know, make time for fans. It's part of your brand, you know, building that up.
True.
So I get it, but at the same time, it's like people are just trying to live their lives. Get a cupcake, and it's like, you know,
it's like no shot to fans. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying just because you're a fan, you're like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying approach it like humanely as possible. Cause put it in your shoes. Like, how would you feel if you were in a rush and someone keeps interrupting you?
True.
Or you were in a zone and someone keeps fucking like bothering you. That's just the situation I want people to feel.
Hell, if I'm walking on the sidewalk and I see someone else coming the other way, I get annoyed. I'm like, fuck, now I have to go around them. And I'm a very, very, very introverted person. So I can definitely feel for these people. One thing I do want to get onto before we move on to my actual topic today, which is the Banana Republic. not the store, not the university either.
Banana U? U,
yeah. So this is going to be a few weeks old now, but we did release a TikTok about maternity leave. I'm trying to remember if Sean was on that one. I don't think he was. Was he?
I don't think
so. Did you watch that one though? Okay.
I did. I watch all of them, or at least all the ones I'm not in.
Fair enough. You just hate watching yourself.
I was there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Fair. So basically the premise was the man wanted to know if he was an asshole for not taking night shifts when his wife was on maternity leave while he was at work. So he works during the day, comes home, and his wife is taking care of the baby 24/7, basically. She might get a small break after he comes home from work until he goes to bed, basically. And then he was wondering if he should do more because she was saying it was unfair.
Can I go in? Can I go in on this?
We, surprisingly...
No, I mean, go ahead.
I was shocked at the response we got. We got about a 50-50 if you disagree with this, or like if you think he's the asshole, you're an asshole. And if you don't think he's an asshole, you're an asshole. It was a very polarizing comment section. Listen, we were going into that scenario. His wife clearly had an issue with how things were going, right? You don't know. Like, your babies might have been perfect angels, never cried, slept all the time. And so if you're a mother who managed to do 24/7 baby watch and night shift, like, you know what I mean? And you were fine with that, more power to you. That's awesome. But this scenario felt a little different because she's clearly bringing up an issue. And we were just addressing that if he's not willing to, you know, step in during some of the nights or some points during the night, then he's kind of an asshole, right? Like, that's your kid, 50-50. I don't care if you're off doing work, you have the obligation to take care of your kid. Now, like I said, some of the comments were very toxic. I do love the response. it's interesting to see the different response, but I don't know, the amount of people in the comments willing to allow their spouse to do the bare minimum was outstanding. There was way too many people just defending the bare minimum a husband can do to take care of their child. And it was sad to see, in my opinion. I don't know if you have any thoughts, John, because you were also in that clip.
I'll let Sean go first.
Okay.
All right. Just real quick. I don't ever read the comments. I'm not connected to the TikTok. But I will say, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yep.
Good comments or bad comments. You could disagree with us. I personally have no issues with that. I don't think the other two guys do either. But I will say every couple, they have their own thing. You know what I mean? If that's what works for you, that's what works for you. The issue is when you're like, this is what works for me. And if you don't agree, fuck you, buddy. Like, that's weird. That's big time weird energy. Like, I don't know, some couples, if that's how they get down and that's like, they like traditional husband wife duties or whatever. And that's, you know, if they're not harming anybody else, that's just the way they flow. That's how they flow. But I will say, like Josh said in the story, the wife brought up the fact like, hey, this isn't fair. Like, you know, we should kind of figure something out to, you know, make it easier. Because, yes, you're working and then you come home. I guess she's not working, but she's taking care of
maternity
the baby.
Leave, right?
And then that's a 24-hour thing. Yeah, maternity leave. That's a 24-hour thing. When she was pregnant, she can't really get out of that. That's a 24-hour thing. So what, I mean, if she has a problem with it, you, as a husband, you should be doing everything you can to make your wife comfortable, because then, you know, one, that's your wife. And two, if she's a more rested, comfortable wife, she's probably a more rested and comfortable mother, aka your kid is
getting a better upbringing,
reaping the benefits of that as well. So it's like, I don't know, maybe don't be so judgy one way or the other. I know the whole aspect of am I the asshole
be judgy?
Is supposed to be fucking the judge.
Fair.
And you know, You know, but we're only judging one person. We're not saying if you agree with this person, you're a fucking asshole. So like, I don't know. That's big weird
and,
energy.
And vice versa. If you just like there were comments, to be fair, that were like, hey, I disagree. This is what worked for me and my husband. That's totally cool. No issues there. You guys do whatever, you know, if your husband, some people were like, my husband works with big trucks. Like he's driving all the time. Probably
that's,
you want to go in on that?
I was going to say, if there was one possible like edit that we can make from the statements that we made is we should have taken into account that there are other types of jobs out there that is not office related.
So I think we did in the actual episode. I just don't think I made it to the clip. That might be my bad.
I don't remember that at all. So that's on us. Oh, that's on me to not remember. But yes, chances are there is going to be more dangerous jobs where it is more reasonable for one of the partners who happens to be the provider, in from what it seems like, to get ample sleep. Otherwise, it would be like their life in risk or like risking anyone out there. But like what Sean alluded to, the 9 months that homegirl was pregnant, she was on 24/7. And the comments that kind of rubbed me the wrong way were like some of the people were saying like, oh, why are they concerned about it? Childbirth is so easy, blah, blah, blah. Like it worked for my husband and I. Like we were good. I popped out like 5 babies. We didn't have any problem, but that's not how it works. I know
exactly which comment he's referring to. Too.
For everybody though, like, you know, to some people, like childbirth might be something as easy as, I don't know, easy for them.
So crazy.
But like could be, for some people, it could be traumatic. There's a thing called postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. Just because you didn't get it, my girl, my guy, whatever, like, you know, it's not a universal thing for everybody. Like everyone carries the load different. Just because it was light for you doesn't mean it wasn't like it's heavy for someone else. You know, that's 100%. Just my take on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's wild that you have to even explain that childbirth is different for everybody. Like, of fucking course. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy that, I mean, obviously we're 3 men. Like, of course we could be completely wrong, but I would just assume that there's a reason why people have like labor for like an hour and people have labor for like
19 hours,
24 hours. There's a reason why there's people that could do natural childbirth or people that need fucking C-sections. Yeah. You know what I mean? Women, correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine every birth is different.
I would assume that's probably a correct take. Yes.
I would assume that's correct. Yeah. So it's like, why would you bunch all births into?
And on top of that, every baby is different, right? So like you could have a perfectly fine, like childbirth, like nothing goes wrong. It's perfectly smooth. You're in and out. 20 minutes tops. I don't know how birthing works. I apologize. But then you get back home and maybe the baby is just constantly crying 24/7. So you're not getting rest. Your husband's not getting rest. And it's just a cycle of that's a difficult situation. It's maybe more difficult than yours. So we were coming at it from the point of empathy for the mother where she went through this life-changing, body-changing, psychological-changing experience. And as a husband, you have to be there to help not only provide for her, but to emotionally support her and support the baby when you need to take your 50% of the workload. And if you're saying, okay, I can't do nights, then try and figure something out. Have maybe your mother or your mother-in-law come in and have a few people helping out. If you have that family support, if you have that option, if you physically can't because of your job, then help your wife to figure out another solution where she's not getting stressed out and in turn not stressing the baby out and just making it an all-around terrible upbringing. So I think that's where we were coming from, more empathy towards the baby and the mother. We might have been a little too hard on the guy.
Could I add something with that? I was going to say, like, I don't think we completely dunked on the guy, though. That's the thing.
No, like, no, we didn't.
I think we said that, hey, good on you for being kind of like emotionally intelligent and saying that, hey, you do kind of recognize that it sounds asshole-ish, but again, contributing all those factors and not to say I mean, not to dunk on people who are like defending the bare minimum people, but from the scenario that this guy gave, he did sound like he wanted to offer a lot more than, not gonna say most men would, but a lot of people would in that scenario. So I was giving him so much props for that. Like, dude, the fact that you're aware that you know that this is all going on and you had the mental capacity to kind of, you know, lump it all in together, that's good on you. That's the first step. Now you and your spouse need to communicate and find that happy ground, whichever works for you. Because you're a team. You got to work together for the rest of that baby's life. So make it work for your situation.
Yeah, I don't think I could wrap it up any better. So that's perfect. No hate to anyone. We do appreciate the conversation. Just try and keep it respectful. And I'd say like 90-95% were respectful. They were just, you see the arguments in the conversation, so they're the ones that always pop up, right? So yeah, just try and keep it respectful and just know that, you know, everyone's life is different and everyone can, you know, has different needs and different wants. And just, you know, having different sides to an argument doesn't mean that the other person's an enemy.
Yes. Be respectful or you're the asshole. And
exactly.
Yeah. And it does sound weird coming from the you're the asshole guys. But truly, we're doing this, one, to get like, you know, talk about, you know, some just real life shit and like learn from it as well. There are some assholes for sure. Yeah. But like also, you know, like this is mostly a comedic effort. You know what I mean? Like we're not psychologists. We're fucking digging Reddit. We're digging Reddit posts. You know what I mean? So it's like, take everything with a grain of salt. Yes, this is supposed to be conversational, but don't like get in like, there's no need to get in heated arguments.
Don't attack others
in the comments. Yeah. I mean, it does bring up the algorithm. So, you know, do what you need to do, but
respectful.
The negativity is a be positive.
Positive algorithm. So we're going to end off on that and go to our ad break before we get into the Banana Republic. Perhaps we'll see. Yeah. Another TikTok update. No,
dude, we can always keep pushing the bananas, dude.
We can keep pushing if you want.
Pushing beat.
All right. We're going to take an ad break and then come back after the break. We're going to come back and talk about the Banana Republic again, not the store.
The boxers. Fuck.
The boxers.
The university. The university.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to the, what do you call this? The Wiki section? Not on Wiki, though. I didn't get this article from Wiki, so I apologize. Our name's a lie this week.
Blasphemy.
We lied.
Cap. It should be Reddit on TikTok.
Oh, shit. Honest.
Or what? Oh, I'm trying to think of a better name. Like, let's TikTok about it. There we go.
Oh.
No.
I like that. I'll fuck with it.
Of course,
that'll be my segment when I do an update every week.
Let's TikTok about it. Okay. I like it.
We are going to get into the Banana Republic. So this article comes from thoughtco.com. I'll link that in the show notes. So do either of you know what the Banana Republic is? What a Banana Republic is, I guess.
The store.
Yes.
Yeah, you said not the store, though. And then you guys said boxers. I was confused about that.
They must sell boxers, I guess. John talks about them a lot.
Oh, they sell boxers. Are those the boxers you wear, John?
That's all he's wearing right now.
Exactly.
That's all he's wearing.
You don't know what's underneath here.
On our $25 Patreon tier.
I know, it's assless chaps.
Yes.
That's our uniform.
I've already shipped them to y'all's houses. The spread eagle uniform.
It's like Plantain Republic, though. It's not a full-on Banana Republic, but sure.
Oh, God. So, the definition of Banana Republic was coined in 1901 by the American author O. Henry, which is hilarious. I love that.
Is that a chocolate?
You guys have O. Henry. You guys don't have O. Henry's there, do you?
I've
never seen one.
We talked about this on our Halloween one.
Oh, I only know about it because of you. That's right. Yeah.
So that's only funny to me. His name is O. Henry.
And the other Canadians. We have a decent Canadian
That's true. I hope.
AKA Josh's friends.
My friends. So in his book, Cabbages and Kings, he used the term to describe Honduras. So while its economy, people, and government were being exploited by American-owned United Fruit Company. So it is about Dole.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So we're going to jump right into where this term came from. So during the early 1900s, you know, there were a lot of plantations down in Central/South America. And Honduras specifically was big, what would you call it? Banana plantation.
It's a big banana sugar republic. Cane,
stuff like that. Still is, but that's when it kind of was starting. So in 1910, the American-owned QML Fruit Company, they bought 15,000 acres of agricultural land on the Caribbean coast of Honduras. At the time, banana production was dominated by the American-owned United Fruit Company, QML's main competitor. In 1911, QML's fruit founder, American Sam Zemuri, along with American mercenary General Lee Christmas, orchestrated a successful...
Sick name.
Mercenary?
He's a mercenary, yeah.
Holy shit.
That's fucking back when, sick.
Back D&D. When Americans... Well, actually, they're still doing that in Ukraine, but back when Americans would just go to other countries and fucking shoot people.
Do any of you guys watch the show Power?
No.
Can't make that joke.
Okay.
I apologize.
Yeah, sorry. What shows do you watch, sorry. John?
Power and Snowfall.
Ted Lasso.
Oh, God.
Snowfall is the shit.
What's Snowfall?
Hell yeah.
I live in Snowfall, so I don't want to watch about it.
Oh, God. It's about cocaine.
So these two Americans successfully orchestrated a coup d'etat that replaced the elected government of Honduras with a military government headed by General Manuel Bonilla, who was a friend of foreign businesses. So basically they did this, and I'm going to get into that a bit, but they did this because the current government was friendly towards their competitor. So they were like, fuck this. We don't want to, you know, we want to get rid of this guy so that he'll help us. So the coup d'etat froze the Honduran economy. The internal instability allowed foreign corporations to act as de facto rulers of the country. In 1933, Sam Zemuri dissolved his QML Fruit Company and assumed control of its rival, United Fruit Company. United Fruit soon became the sole employer of the Honduran people and took complete control of the country's transportation, communication facilities, and communication facilities. So basically this company then becomes the government.
Damn!
Yeah, yeah. So this, like, it had good and bad ups and downs to it. Basically it was like, and this is just for memory of what I've read, but they ended up investing a lot in like the trade routes. So like infrastructure as well as like so roads and communication to these plantations and to trade routes. They really upgraded those. However, the rest of the country was just kind of in squalor. And because they basically own the government, they barely paid their employees. It was trash, you know, like just... It's as if Jeff Bezos was owned America.
I was gonna say,
yeah.
So yeah, like just low workers, you know, little pay time, little paid, lots of time worked, and just a terrible place to live. So the company's control over the agriculture, transportation, and political infrastructure of Honduras, the people began to call the United Fruit Company El Pulpo, or the Octopus, because it had its hands in everything.
It's Hydra.
Wow.
It's Hydra.
That's kind of a cool-ass name.
It's Hydra.
Hydra. Today, Honduras remains the prototypical banana republic. While bananas remain an important part of the Honduran economy and workers still complain of being mistreated by their American employers, another product aimed at the American consumer has become a challenger. Cocaine.
Power and Snowfall, baby. It's all about the cocaine.
Yeah. These Gen
Not
Zs.
Not saying I consume that shit. I'm just saying.
These Gen Zs, they don't want bananas. They want cocaine to get start their day. Because of its central location on the drug smuggling route, much of the cocaine bound for the United States either comes from or passes through Honduras. With the drug traffic comes violence and corruption. The murder rate is among the highest in the world, and the Honduran economy remains depressed. So, it is a depressing topic today. I could go into many of the other countries, because Guatemala, I'm blanking on the other ones. But there's a ton of like ones that lived through the same situation, which companies like Dole, they were known. I think United Fruit Company became Dole, if I'm not mistaken. One of them did. Yeah, that's basically a banana republic. It's when a bunch of corporations or one corporation owns the government and controls it from basically doing whatever the people want it to do.
Fucking capitalism, man.
Hell yeah. That's my, what would you call that? Communist speech for the day. So that is it for this episode. What did you guys think of the banana republic? Was it everything you dreamed, as well as your boxers, John? If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to give us a like and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. If you really like the show, why not become a patron at patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork? You can get episodes a week early and ad-free. Most of our episodes a week early. The Am I the Assholes are still not a week early yet. We're catching up to try and get them there, but eventually they will also be a week early. All donations go towards helping the network with hosting, software, and all that other kind of stuff. So please consider becoming a supporter. With that being said, thank you, John and Sean, for allowing me to rant about communism and or capitalism for 15 minutes there. And thank you, Wikimaniacs, for listening to another episode. We will see you on Friday.
This time it's your boy Sean.